You have found the Drop Podcast, recorded live at the spacious STL All Sports Radio Studios. The Drop is an unbiased, in-depth hockey podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. So tell the ref, you don't mind the game misconduct penalty. You were headed to the locker room anyway to listen to The Drop. Here's your host, Lance Descott.
We are back once more for another episode of The Drop Podcast. The Blues, coming off a very disappointing three-game homestand where they played the Devils and they won that game 5-2. Then they had to play Chicago and lost it in a heartbreaker 6-4. Panarin got an empty net goal. It was a little bit closer than that, but the Blues did not play a complete game. The Blackhawks dictated a lot of the play in that game. And then they had a very tough game against Edmonton. And like I said in my last broadcast, both of those teams are very evenly matched. They're both younger teams with some speed, and Edmonton was able to win that game in overtime 3-2. The Blues on this road trip of just two games against Dallas, which we're going to be going over, and on Thursday they'll be playing the Lightning. These are the last two games before the Christmas break. The Blues are hoping to go into the Christmas break on a positive note. The Blues looked very, very, very tired. They did not look like they had any jump. Dallas was just all over them, pressuring them in their own end, and then also keeping the puck in the Blues' end and putting pressure on Jake Allen. The Blues could not handle that pressure, and it led to a goal by Patrick Eaves just about 7 minutes into the game.
When they have the puck on their stick when they're killing penalties, they make sure it goes all the way down. The number two penalty-killing unit in the league. Eaves from the short side scores! From a penalty-killing standpoint, you want that puck to go from the middle of the ice down to the wall. Spezza gets it right down to Eaves. That shot there, we've seen that release from Patrick Eaves. It doesn't take a lot of time to get it from the stick into the net, or at least on net. This one here, Jake Allen believes he's got everything covered. Just sneaks by him. It looks like it hits him at the bottom of that blocker. Sweeps between the arm and the body.
I think Jake Allen did think he had position on this goal, but he did not, and the puck trickles in after Dallas just was putting pressure on the Blues continually. It could have been a lot worse even at 7 minutes in if not for Jake Allen's great goalie play, and we're going to go over some of those saves he made later in this episode. It would be Patrick Eaves' 12th goal of the year, been playing very well for Dallas. Jason Spezza gets his 11th assist, and Klingberg gets his 14th assist. It was at 7 minutes and 4 seconds in, and Dallas takes a 1-0 lead on the power play goal. You know, the Blues' power play killing has been very good lately, and every now and again, guys, even with a good power play killer unit, you're going to give up some goals, especially to a team that was putting pressure on like Dallas. After this goal, Dallas continued to put the pressure on, but the Blues weathered the storm, and Jaden Schwartz was able to come out of that storm with a ray of sunshine.
For St. Louis. Shot 11 for Dallas. Into the zone, Yashkin to Stastny, a shot. Rebound, they score! Schwartz came in! And the Blues tie the game at one.
All in transition. The Blues, for the first time in this game, came up the ice as a five-man unit, where the passes were 5 to 8 foot passes, not the long bombs. And that is the way to enter the zone. On the right side of your screen, good, smart pass by Schwartz. Now watch, he's going to follow it up. And after Stastny gets the shot on the pass from Yashkin, then right there is Schwartz, bangs it home. Antti Niemi has come out and he's had a challenge in respect to the shot, and there's a lot of open net on that short side. So, but again, it's a good entry into the zone and goes to show you that those 5 to 8 foot passes are just as effective as that 80 foot bomb that half the time don't work.
Darren Pang is absolutely right on. That was the first time the Blues were able to bring that puck in as a group. You know, before they were dumping it in, they were trying to do these 50, feet passes, and Dallas was waiting for it, and that was just playing into Dallas's defensive scheme. But the Blues were able to come across that blue line as a whole group and for the first time get a real good scoring opportunity, which Jaden Schwartz took advantage of for his 12th goal of the season. It was Peter Stastny's 10th assist, and Yashkin got an assist, his 6th. That was 11 minutes and 15 seconds into the first. Sad to say, Dallas did carry the play in the first period, although the Blues at this point are tied 1-1. Dallas is still all over them. The Blues are still weathering the storm, and they're should be very fortunate to come out of that first period tied 1-1 because they really tested Jake Allen, and Jake Allen came up big. So going into the second period, the Blues were hoping to come up big with some goals early and get back on track. They weren't able to do that in the second period. This would be such a close game, guys. The Blues started to play a little bit better. They were beating that Dallas press and what I call a neutral defense, because they were really attacking the Blues in the neutral zone, and Dallas was doing a great job of it, and the Blues really couldn't get much going in that second period. With that being said, Dallas continued to put the pressure on Jake Allen. He continued to make some great saves, including these.
And now Jordy Ben off the boards to center. Here's Jamie Benn with it, walks in wide open. And a save by Allen on a 2-on-1.
Looked all the way that Jamie Benn was going to pass that to his left.
And they win the faceoff to Klingberg. Right in front, a shot and a good arm save by Jake Allen. Cracked the one in for Dallas, shorthanded with McKenzie. Crackle comes in, trying to make a move. And a save, a sliding save by Jake Allen. I'm not sure he's doing a snow angel here. I'm not sure if that was exactly the way he wanted to stop it, but he did.
Against his old teammate. And Cracknell shows his best wheels right there, flying down the left side.
So Jake continues to come up big. Just played an awesome game for the Blues. They needed this after their 1-1-1 homestand. And those saves were respectively against Jamie Benn about 53 seconds into the second period. And then Klingberg's was at around the 5-minute mark. And former Blue Adam Cracknell's was around just under the 14-minute mark of the game. You know, Jake was making all these great saves, but hey, guys, he can't make all of them. And Dallas was able to take the lead 2-1 late in this second period.
He couldn't get a stick on it. Now Hudler with some space in the slot.
Myself that Yuri Hudler could have shot that puck two different times, and he was taking himself from a good spot to a bad spot, but it all works out for him. Right down the pipe, and then he bails out again, and then he comes to his backhand and throws a soft one there. Nice play by Jason Spezza, turn around and locating that puck. Comes off of Allen in an area about 3 feet out in front of him. There's Spezza.
Sad to see, but, you know, the Blues give up another late goal in a game. You know, that they've done this several times over the last few games. And, guys, it's got to stop. It has to stop. Otherwise, you're not going to continue to win games, especially close games. Would this come back to hurt them? We'll have to see. But that was Jason Spezza's sixth goal, Hudler's second assist, and Lindell's third assist. It was at 18 minutes and 36 seconds into the second period. And the Blues are down 2-1. So they have about a minute and 24 seconds left to do something about it. Would they do something about it? Yes, they would. And a guy that's been very hot would tie this game up for the Blues and make it 2-2 with just 31 seconds left in the second period.
Do ya? Hudler and Lindell get the assist on that goal. Now in front, Berglund shoots. Oh! He scores! Berglund right back! And the Blues tie the game at 2.
What a response! They give one up and get it right back. And that is a real quick transition there.
Darren
takes it on the forehand and then rips it on the backhand.
Was Perron in the goal crease area?
No, he was not.
No, it was clear to see that David Perron was not in the goal crease area. There was a little contact with the goalie, but he was pushed into Anthony Emmy by a Stars player. Dallas tried to challenge this, and I understand you've got nothing to lose at this point. Go ahead and challenge it. I seriously don't think Dallas thought they were going to get a reversal, and they didn't. So that would be Berglund's fifth goal of the year, Jay Bouwmeester's sixth assist, and Robbie Fabry's 12th assist. And like I said, 31 seconds left in the second period at the 19:29 mark. The Blues tied it 2-2. Going into the third period, you're thinking this is going to be a very, very hard-fought third period. It was, but the star of the game continued to be Jake Allen to keep Dallas from winning it.
Boy, they use that a lot, huh? Shattenkirk pass blocked. Foxer with it. In tight. Then a shot. Oh, Richie! And a great chance and a save by Allen with his left arm.
Jake Allen would continue to keep the Blues in this game. Like I said earlier, if it wasn't for him, especially in the first period, this would have been a blowout. Great performance by Jake. He continued to do that after this save. Antti Niemi made some great saves on the Blues to keep them from winning it. And we would go into overtime with no goals scored in this third period. Both teams came out flying all over the ice, of course, because of the 3-on-3, which I love, by the way. And anybody who doesn't love this, I don't know what's wrong with them. But it's great to see the skilled players come out and show their true skills when it's 3-on-3. Which skilled player would get the goal? Well, it would be an old buddy who come back to join us for this season.
Here comes Lindell. And stolen there by Perron. Schwartz in front, knocked down. Perron for the winner. He scores! David Perron wins it in overtime, and the Blues win 3-2.
And that's the end of the game.
That is a gutsy 2 points here on the road. Back-to-back nights last night in overtime, and a huge win and goal by David Perron. Some fancy stick work there by Jaden Schwartz, as he never gave up on the play. It looked like Dallas was going to be able to get out of their zone. They had two defensemen there, but Schwartz never quit. And that quick stick of Schwartz, he's able to keep it in here. There he is here, one hand on the stick, twice, gets around his guy, and there's the backhand, and into the empty net as the goaltender has to challenge the original play. That's our ChooseNissan.com drive to the net, and John Kelly, why wouldn't it be? It's an overtime win here in Dallas.
A great win for the Blues. They weathered the storm in the first period. And then for part of the second period from Dallas, just continually putting pressure on him. And that storm was weathered and that cold front was pushed out by the play of Jake Allen. Just an awesome game from Jake Allen. He made up the slack from Alex Pietrangelo being out of the game due to an illness. And just played the game he needed to, like the professional that he is. And the Blues get a big win this time, being on the good side of a 3-2 game. They got a point the night before in overtime against Edmonton in that overtime loss. But hey, a win's a win. Doesn't matter how you get them. They weathered the storm and they got this one. The Blues improved to 18-11-5. Dallas falls to 13-14-7. The Blues were terribly outshot. 22 shots for the Blues, 38 for Dallas. The Blues were 0-for-1 on the power play. Dallas was 1-for-3 on the power play. The faceoffs were 49% for the Blues, 52% for Dallas. Very close game, especially after the middle of the second period. Schwartz got his 12th goal of the year and also added an assist. Berglund got his 5th goal of the year. He's been very hot in the last couple games. David Perron, our old buddy who come back to join us this year after his trade to Edmonton and then his trade to Pittsburgh and then to Anaheim on his way back to St. Louis. Fabry gets an assist. Jake Allen, I think, was the star of the game with 36 saves. Patrick Eaves gets his power play goal, his 12th of the year for Dallas. Jason Spezza gets his 6th goal and an assist. And Huddler gets an assist. And Niemi played very well, too. But Jake Allen just played a step above him. Niemi made 19 saves in this loss to the Blues. Let's go ahead and hear after the game what the Blues players had to say about being able to come back and beat the Stars at home after having a terrible homestand.
Yeah, originally on the wall in the... You really stayed on this guy, and I kind of left my guy a little bit to get on him. I think I got first touch on the puck, and then Schwartz really battled his butt off, I guess, to get the puck loose. And I'm glad he realized I was behind him a little bit too, because he could have swat at it, tried maybe a shot on net. And once he realized I was there, I was able to kind of do my thing. And it's tough. Like, I go around Niemi there, and I'm thinking I might be able to wrap it short side and then to leave and go on the other side. I mean, it was a little bit risky, but I'm glad it went in. And I just told Panger, it's weird because when it went in, it's almost like I was like, is there a whistle that went on here? Like the reaction was kind of for half a second there bizarre, but we'll take it and big 2 points for us.
So you didn't realize it went in right away? Or?
No, I did, but it's like, I don't know, like it was actually my first overtime goal I scored in the NHL, so I think maybe that's part of it too.
Talk about how you guys fought through the fatigue of losing in overtime last night and coming back twice in this game and then pulling it out in overtime.
I think obviously back-to-backs are always harder when you travel, and I think we had good performances yesterday too, and I think our line played well yesterday, and early in the first, the energy wasn't so much there, and there was a couple of tweaks in the lines. And I think once we scored that first goal, we really came on and played even with them for the rest of the game. And I think Jake was excellent to keep us in the game early. There was a lot of energy from them. They stepped on us right away, but we responded, and we got 2 points. It's huge for us.
Playing without Alex tonight, too, that was pretty big, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. I think it's this time of the year, like, as you can see, I'm almost losing my voice, and I think a lot of guys are a little bit run down, but the break is coming at a great time right now, not only to see our family, but to get some energy back, and a lot of guys will get to go home, too, so it's great.
I think this game meant a lot for our team. I can just tell by the way the guys feel after the game and during the middle of the second period, going into the third, it meant a lot. And to be able to come out on top was really big.
And to do it without your biggest minutes guy out there too, and Captain Petron out here tonight says something too, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a tough loss for us, especially on a back-to-back. It makes other guys play more minutes than they're used to, and tired minutes as well. So I thought guys did a great job. I thought Bo really played well tonight. You know, everyone sort of helped each other out, and it's a tough void to fill when you lose your captain and, you know, your top D-men, but guys stepped up and found a way.
So the Blues get a huge, huge win, and, you know, it's nice to see them be able to weather that storm in Dallas. That's a very tough place to play. Fun place to see a game, but a very tough place to play. The Blues' next opponent will be the Tampa Bay Lightning, and they've been having some issues of their own recently. In their last 10 games, they're 3-5-2. Overall, out of playing 33 games, they're 16-14-3 with 35 points. And if the playoffs were to start today, guys, they would be out of the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. The Blues going into the game will be 34 games, will be 18-11-5 with 41 points. And if the playoffs were to start today, the Blues would have the fourth position in the Western Conference. You know, they've dealt with some issues in Tampa. They've got Ben Bishop out, so I'm sure Vasilevsky will be in goal for them Thursday night. We don't know how long Ben Bishop is going to be out. We all know what Steven Stamkos can do, but Nikita Kucherov, a great young player, is leading them in points and also in goals with 13 goals, 17 assists for 30 points. Hedman's been playing very well. He's got 26 points. Of course, both of his are going to be assists. 20 assists and 6 goals. And then Stamkos has got 9 goals and 11 assists. And then Filppula, however you want to pronounce it, has 22.6 goals and 16 assists. So the Blues are going to be playing a team that's not been playing well lately. And, you know, the Blues, despite the win last night, they played very good to come back against a team that was pressuring them through the whole game. Jake Allen played well. These are two teams that have not played their best hockey in the last 8 to 10 games. So we'll see two teams that desperately are wanting a win, and hopefully the Blues will be able to do that. As I said, this will be the Blues' last game before the Christmas break, and that game against Tampa will be Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Central on Fox Sports Midwest, and also KMOX locally on AM 1120. Some people across the country, if you're listening, not in the Midwest, you might be able to find that. They have a pretty strong signal. If not, you know, try to watch it on TV if you have any type of cable package. Thanks again for joining me. It was a fun game to watch. The first hour and a half was a kind of nail-biting the Blues, kind of, like I said, and I keep using it, weathered the Dallas storm, and were able to pull this one out in overtime. Nice to see a great effort by Jake Allen and also the winner, David Perron. This has been the Drop Podcast. I've been your host, Lance Tescott. Thank everybody for your patronage. Have a great rest of the week, a great rest of the year. Don't forget to tune in for the Blues against Tampa. Only two things to say, guys. In life and in hockey, stay out of the penalty box and let's go Blues.
This has been the Drop Podcast. You can email the Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @OfficialTheDrop. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.